Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our summary verses of the books of the Bible introduce us to the theme of each book of the Old and New Testament Scriptures, so that we might have a deeper appreciation and understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome back to our 66 Summary Verses of the Bible. With me today is Pastor Nathaniel Mayhew. We are certainly working through the books fairly quickly here, about a third of the way through. And we are focusing on today on 2 Chronicles. And we're right around 950 to 560 BC, because we're looking through the history of the Judean kings, the reign of those kings, good and bad, in the line of David, following with Solomon. And we hear from our verse of the day from Solomon. And so, Nathaniel, would you like to read our verse from today?
Yes, our verse for today is taken from 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. And this is the Lord himself who is speaking to us in these verses. He says, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." This is a super verse to summarize what the book of 2 Chronicles is really all about. So up to this point, we've covered the change from the judges to the kings. We've talked about Saul. We've talked about David. We've gone through the life of Solomon with the three books that he wrote by inspiration of the Holy Spirit so far. We're picking back up then in 2 Chronicles with the reign of Solomon. So we've heard how David prepared the way. Solomon is going to build the temple. We hear about the construction of the temple. But one of the unique features of 2 Chronicles is that it lays out and it compares and contrasts the good kings and the bad kings. And there's this phrase that you hear over and over again in 2 Chronicles, and that is, they did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, or they did what was evil in the eyes of the Lord. And one of the unique features of 2 Chronicles is that it talks about how the Lord was concerned about the reigns of these kings of both Israel and Judah. And he's constantly sending men of God, priests, prophets, other representatives to his leaders in order to lead them into religious reform. There's a ton of idolatry that's mentioned throughout the book of 2 Chronicles, but the Lord is leading them to repentance through his representatives. And the one neat thing about 2 Chronicles is that the good kings who did enact religious reforms in the nation of Judah in particular, they're the ones that are emphasized in the book of 2 Chronicles. We hear a ton about their ministry, their leadership among the people of Judah, and what the Lord led them to accomplish, and how the Lord then blessed the country, the nation, as a result of them trusting in him, placing their confidence in him. So this verse, when it talks about those who are called by my name, that's us today. We too are called by the Lord, called by his name. And he wants us to do the same thing. He wants us to recognize the dangers that surround us. And he sends representatives into our lives in order to lead us to reform and to follow his way, that we, like the kings of Judah, would do what was right in the eyes of the Lord. Beautiful, beautiful summary verse for the book of 2 Chronicles.
I totally agree. I think this verse is amazing. When you boil it down like you were doing there, you know, as far as the focus verse of the book, and specifically speaking about the kings and the nation, what I find it interesting there is you have the if-then clause, which could really be easily misinterpreted. In other words, if you follow the Lord, then he's going to take care of you and bless you. There's an element of truth to that, but it borderlines that prosperity gospel today that if you follow, then no matter what, he's going to bless you. I think this is more of a general guideline to say, the Lord is going to take care of you. It doesn't mean you're going to be wealthy. He's going to bless you. It doesn't mean that you're going to be loved by everybody. And so I think that's the reminder to the children of Israel. He doesn't say, if you follow me, all the other surrounding nations are going to be friendly with you. He just says, I am going to be with you. I am going to forgive your sins. I am going to bless your nation in ways. I mean, Solomon knew, as the Lord's addressing Solomon here, Solomon knew that David had a lifetime of battles. Solomon knew that. He also knew that his father did his very best to be faithful to the Lord, but the Lord, he realized, was always faithful to him. So I love that this verse really focuses on that forgiveness that was always there despite what kind of kings Israel had. There was always a remnant that trusted in the true Lord, that the Lord would be with them and take care of their nation. Very applicable for us today as we trust in the Lord, despite our leaders, whoever that might be, is going to continue to forgive us and continue to bless us, not with prosperity necessarily, not with a lack of wars, but a peace in our hearts, knowing that we are forgiven in Christ, that we would continue to seek his face, just like Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you, but also to remind us that we are called by his name, and that gives us the eternal inheritance, our eternal kingdom with Christ, which is absolutely what the Lord was trying to remind his people, that he was going to keep his covenant promises, not only send them a Savior, but bring them to their eternal homeland, to their eternal kingdom with Christ our Savior forever. So fantastic verse, totally agree. Loved everything you said.
Oh, teach me, Lord, to love thee truly, with soul and body, head and heart, and grant me grace that I may duly practice for'er love's sacred art. Grant that my every thought may be directed e'er to thee. Thee will I love, my crown of gladness. Thee will I love, my God and Lord, amid the darkest depths of sadness, nor for the hope of high reward. For thine sake, O Lord divine, so long as life is mine. We invite you to listen for new books each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. We pray that you will be assured that God's word is pure and is more precious than gold.